Giants made a big acquisition, getting a stud linebacker, Bobby O, from Indianapolis. Look, those are the type of moves that you love. I know everybody's going to make a big fuss out of the wide receivers, and I do like bringing Sterling Shepard back. That will help, assuming he can be healthy here for the Giants. He is a legitimate wide receiver and a great weapon for them. However, these are the type moves, a linebacker, lineman, those are the moves that help you win consistently on Sundays. It's not the fantasy move that the wide receiver is, but this is more important. 877-337-6666. Rob is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Sal, how you doing, brother?
Good, Rob. How are you?
I'm all right. You took the words out of my mouth, what I was going to say. I like these moves that they made, the Giants. Shorten up the defense, of course, for years they haven't had a great linebacker core.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so easy to run against them.
Yeah, well, this should help. This guy, from what I was reading, and look, I watch all the NFL that I possibly can. I'd be lying to you if I said I knew a lot about him, but I was reading
him. Me neither. I don't know much about him, but what I read, that's like you said.
But that's kind of why I want to reiterate that I think it's important. We know who the wide receivers are because we play fantasy football, right?
Right, but exactly.
But these are the moves that are more impactful. This is a big move, and he's a tackling machine. He had his best year last year. He's excellent against the run. I'd worry a little bit about him in coverage.
Right.
But, you know, he should be good going sideline to sideline, like you said, and provide the Giants with some, you know, speed at linebacker that or some tackling ability at linebacker that they have missed against the run game.
For years, I mean, when's the last time they had a Pro Bowl linebacker? I can't remember. I'm sitting here racking my brain. I'm asking you a question. I can't remember.
Yeah, I mean, the only one that comes to my mind is Antonio Pierce. Has there been one more recently?
How long ago was that?
Yeah, no, years ago. I mean, geez, I remember I was working with Mike, and we had Pierce on as a regular guest, but that's a long time ago.
Right. And so, like you said, these are the moves. You know, like you said, everybody wants to see a big, you know, I hope they stay away from Odell Beckham. I've seen the report about his workout he had for the teams, and, you know, everybody says he looks great.
Yeah, okay.
Nothing against Odell, but no, I don't stay away from that.
He was saying he wants $20 million a year. Get the hell out of here. Let somebody else pay that.
Yeah, exactly. And look, we need a wide receiver. They got some draft picks. You know, go for the draft. They got a nice young core. As long as they can hold up the offensive line, the right tackle, you know, he was a rookie last year. Neil, I think. You know, hopefully he'll get better this year because, you know, he was kind of shaky in pass protection. So I like the direction they're going in. I read that Philly lost a few players, which helps the Giants. You know, they get weaker, which helps them. So I'm just happy about what they did in free agency. Shore up the defense, because defense wins championships. We know that.
Yeah, and look, you obviously want weapons to go with Daniel Jones and all that stuff, but the Giants need to build a team out. And like I said, just because it's not a sexy move does not mean it's not a great move. And the Giants could, you know, make a bunch of moves the rest of this offseason and not have it be, you know, sexy moves, but doesn't mean that this wasn't a solid one and maybe their biggest one. I mean, he is a big-time, everything you read about, big-time linebacker right now.
Yeah. And like you said, these are the moves that they're not the sexy moves we want to see. However, these are the players that help you win those close games.
Correct.